The makers of the following podcast and other persons associated with the podcast do not endorse and or bear any liability for any content, statements, views, ideas or opinions expressed in this podcast by the individual participants, nor for any issue arising in connection therewith. The podcast may contain strong language and ideas or concepts that may or may not be suitable for young children. Listener's discretion is advised.
Break those norms.
Catch the music.
Drag queen, drag queen, drag queen, and then drag king, drag king, drag king.
For the one, the only.
हाँ मुझे drag करना है तो
थोड़ा traditional होना चाहिए.
हम सब performers हैं.
Waiting to blossom.
I use a word like drag artist.
That will create change.
Come and join me.
This beautiful thing which is called drag.
Yeah, that's drag for you.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of In Drag. And as we roll along today, Doctor is in the house. Yes, today we have a very special guest with us, a practicing professional who actually discovered drag very recently. And yes, I'm talking about the one, the only, Gautam Bandodkar, aka Mystical Flames. I hope I got that right, Gautam. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you got it right.
All right, so Gautam, शुरुआत करते हैं शुरुआत से. You are a working medical professional. And so, initially in your journey, did you feel that you had started to sense that I might want to see things differently, or there was a lot of pressure on you and things like that and you were kind of bottled up? You said, नहीं यार पढ़ के डॉक्टर बनना है because family is saying so.
Yeah, so you kind of struck a very right chord, like exact, like on the spot. Because both my elder siblings are doctors and it felt like you should walk along the footstep of your elder siblings.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But somewhere down the line, I always felt ki I am born for something else. Like it just felt like something was amiss.
Yeah.
During the MBBS times in GMC, we always used to have these annual gatherings and they used to interest me a lot. I actually had formed a team and every year I used to gather my team and perform. And I remember I used to put in a lot of effort in different ways, like even monetarily. I used to get costumes stitched even for the people who used to participate with me. So at that point of time, also costume was a huge part of my performance as a dancer, not as a drag artist, as a dancer.
Wow.
This I'm talking about 20 years back. So I got into choreography after I finished my MBBS when I went to Mumbai to work, and I got enrolled into Shamak Davar, and from there,
right,
I studied dance in the literal form, like, you know, the techniques and everything for almost a year. So basically it started as a dancer, but the drag part of it came much later, like much later.
Okay. But was there a lot of fear as far as you were concerned in terms of expressing yourself through drag?
So expressing myself was like a very scary thought. Matlab, ek to pehle accept karna hota hai khud ko, and then you get confident about it and then the expression starts. So expression is like bahut dur ki baat hai.
Sure.
Plus there were no outlets, there were no NGOs supporting anyone. Like HIV AIDS was like a huge part of a journey of an LGBTQ person, because, you know, it's I'm mentioning it because I'm an activist as well.
Oh, nice, nice. So does your drag come in the way of your personal life?
Right. The doctor part of me is always like segregated and separate from the dancer part of me. I feel that like those are different roles of my personality that I have to fulfill as a human. Even when people address me in an event where I have to perform, if they address me as a doctor, I feel a little bit weirded out. So I'm like, okay, those are degrees which are have to be respected and recognized in those places.
But studying for a doctor is a bloody hard thing to do.
Right.
So what was it that suddenly said, okay, aapko aapka rujhan dance ki taraf kyun gaya?
So it's a very vulnerable age, like, you know, like 22 to 28, where you
sure.
We are trying to find and explore more and more. So I think there was this huge part of me which was trying to find whether I can balance both, or wo nahi ho raha tha. I'm just mentioning this, you must have heard about ikigai.
Yeah.
So that's what I was trying to find all the way.
Okay, but
did you start to realize that, okay, wait a minute, what is drag? Or those, did those references suddenly start to come in, or you were oblivious?
So at that point of time, I had accepted myself as a gay person, as a gay man. But because I identified myself as a gay man, I never ventured into the thought process ki, ha, I would like to cross-dress, or I would like to put on a wig, makeup, lipstick, nails.
Okay.
There was a part inside me which wanted to dance jo feminine steps ya feminine dances bolte hain, like, yeah. So that was huge.
Right.
2011 ya 12 mein, I used to attend Humsafar Trust, which is a very famous NGO in Mumbai. They used to have annual days. So one day I went for the function, and wahan pe I saw this transgender person dancing in like a full drag costume, like everything. And I was really taken by the look, and something stirred in me, and I felt that, okay, like I mentioned to a couple of friends ki, I want to dance like this, because the femininity in me was always there. It's just needed an outlet to be expressed. So the next year, what I did was I approached them and I asked them whether I can perform a Madhuri Dixit number, and they agreed. At that point of time, my mindset was, I am performing as a cross-dress person. There was nothing drag about it. Like, there was no thought process of drag. So ye do teen baar hua Mumbai mein in 2012, 2013, 2014. Uske baad there was a long gap, and then directly we come back to 2020, which is now.
And it's interesting that you started to perform drag formally during the pandemic.
Mainly what happened was, when we were asked to, like, you know, do our duties for the COVID patients, we couldn't go home. We were quarantined. So that 1 week of quarantine was a week where I couldn't get out of my room,
right,
and I couldn't interact with anyone. And it was a very, very scary thought, because I am someone who cannot stay idle. So I thought, theek hai, I'll do some series jahan pe I can portray something, but I don't have material. So I asked a friend of mine, he gave me like 20 dupattas. So the whole first series what I did was only with dupattas and with plastic which you used for roofing.
Oh, nice.
So I thought, okay, isse main kya kar sakta hun? So I thought I'll do like a Disney character series.
Right.
And it really took off, and I started getting like a lot of recognition. Aur wo mera intention tha hi nahi. My intention was to survive for 7 days. The pattern ki 1 week working, 1 week quarantine, 1 week home, come back.
Right.
So it went on for like 5 or 6 cycles, jahan pe maine 6 seasons ke drag ke alag alag.
Nice.
So I collaborated with one designer, aur usne jo draw kiya tha, I put that design into, like, executed it in my own way,
yeah,
with his permission, obviously. Since I used to feel that, okay, drag is just art for me, and once I get out of the art form, it's Gotham. So, maine khud jo mere inside jo toxicity thi, like, I would like to say that 3 years back, wo maine khud se deal ki in that whole journey of drag. So, I used to feel ki haan, drag aspect of mine is just one thing, Gotham is another thing. I can't get both of them together, like, you know, and feel happy about it. But there was a part of me which was also used to feel, as I mentioned earlier, ki haan, mujhe drag karna hai, to I, agar mujhe koi feminine dance karna hai, koi actress ka dance karna hai, kuch bhi lip sync karna hai, to I have to get this beard out, I have to shave. I thought it was mandatory. So from that Gotham to right now, what I feel is I can slay any lip sync, any dance in a feminine dress with all makeup, with all accessories, with the beard, and be comfortable about it, is a complete transformation for me.
So, when all of this had happened, 6 hafte guzar chuke the,
right,
did you start to feel ke, how do I break it to my colleagues or the ones close to me?
People who are with me right now are the people whom I never had to explain anything. They were a part of my drag journey. Like, as every look surfaced, they were either used to like tell me like, what is your thought process? I want to know, how do you manage to do it? Or they would praise me, or they would comment something positive. But I also saw quite a few negative comments, obviously, because they always seen me as a bearded guy, like a male figure. So when I show them and express them, and they see me happy, they feel their beard is insulted, basically. I feminized their beards, basically.
Right, insulted their patriarchal form. Yeah, okay.
Emotionally, I think it helped me to connect to this inner self, like the mystical flame, which was getting stronger and stronger, like the feminine aspect of mine.
Interesting.
Or probably the aspect of mine which doesn't recognize gender per se. Like at this point of time, if you ask me, I feel that I'm just like a blank slate. And if I want to, I can become a male. If I want to, I can become a female. If I want to, I can become like a powerhouse of both.
Right.
Or I'm just like no gender at all.
What was the kind of awareness that you wanted to drive? Because aapne kaafi us pe mehnat ki hai in terms of getting things out there, putting out content or awareness levels.
In the fifth or sixth season, what I did was I created this whole series in a sari, like 11 different saris, in which I talked about different issues which the LGBTQIA community deals with.
Interesting.
Like gender non-binary, transgender people, what is the difference between transgender and intersex people? Then I targeted intersex people, who are they? What is the whole concept of being intersex? Then dead naming, which is when a transgender person changes their name, you can't and shouldn't call them with their previous name. That is called dead naming and it's very insulting.
Ah, okay.
Pronouns, like addressing people in their right pronouns. So many har ek of this 11 sari series me, I did like a audio voiceover with my pictures in front and I put it out there.
Nice.
So for me, drag is very conceptual and I need to have a concept.
So jaise aapne mention kiya tha, activism mein kaafi time se involved hain.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'd like to know ki drag karne ke baad usme kya influences hue.
It's been almost 10 years now. I started basically being an activist on a large scale when I started going to Mumbai. Mm-hmm. I used to focus mainly on homosexuality and gay people. But then when I started doing drag, when a lot of people approached me to give speeches or talk about homosexuality and gay, I actually asked them, mm-hmm. okay, that's like such a small dot or a drop in the whole community. What I would like to address now is gender fluidity and gender identity. And I want to target the whole spectrum. I don't want to limit myself just to gay people and gay and lesbian or just to certain groups. What if I need to do activism, I need to make people aware about the whole, you know, the whole spectrum of it.
Sure.
So ever since drag has started, I've always been targeting gender identity, gender fluidity, and gender non-binary. So that's the topic which I usually target now. So drag has changed that.
Amazing. So what's the drag scene in Goa like?
So Goa, as you know, is a place which is very small. There are two aspects of Goa. There is one aspect of Goa which is like, you know, they say susegad, like, you know, unbothered and laid back. So that aspect helps because log zyada bother nahi karte ki what you do, what you wear, And then there is this other part of Goa because it's very small and everybody knows everyone and things spread like wildfire. So that also may be one of the reasons why a lot of people are very closeted.
Okay.
The behavior of people with the way they behave with locals and the way they behave with tourists is largely different.
Right.
So locals may find it tough to be accepted and to fit in. But tourists who come here, they get away with that one thing like, okay, wo tourist hain. So I get a lot of DMs bhi mere Instagram mein ki, you know, like, how do you find this courage? But it's very difficult to explain because what I find is I am at the peak of joy when I'm in drag.
That in itself says volumes, what you just talked about. So you're also housing two children at the moment.
Right.
I'd love for you to share that with all of us because I think it's a very noble thing.
So I have a drag house that's called House of Flames, after Mystical Flame. I have a drag son, Ronak, and a drag daughter, Snehal. So, Ronak, I met almost around five to six years back.
Okay.
When it came to drag, And when I started doing drag, he was so supportive about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being 20, 21, 22, like at that age, someone who is so incredibly and so humongously supportive, I loved that kind of support around me after what I experienced from people who cut off from me. So eventually I realized that we can work something together, like, you know, be a part of each other's growth as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it got to a point where I asked him whether you want to be a part of my drag house. And he said yes. So, yeah, that way, that happened, like the drag son part.
Nice.
The drag daughter part is Snehal, where around 4 years back, we were communicating on Instagram, where she used to admire the art form that I do, like, you know. And then after 1 year, mm-hmm. in my first drag performance, so this is a very beautiful moment for me, which I keep mentioning. After 1 year of online virtual talking, I performed in a outlet in North, and she came for the first time. And this friend of mine told me, and I was just finished my performance and I was in the dressing room, and she told me that there's one girl who wants to meet you. I said, okay. So she came in, she hugged me, and I froze there. And then I enveloped my arms around her, and we just were there for like 5 whole minutes saying nothing. I actually felt very motherly at that moment. I felt that I need to protect her. I need to take care of her. And I need to be with her in her journey. And then after that, we got into talking. And then I mentioned, like, you know, I'm kind of starting a drag house. Would you want to be a part of it? So she's like, yes. Fortunately for me, Ronak and Snehal schooled together like many years back.
Yeah.
They already knew each other.
Right.
And they both, as dancers and artists, are very different, but when we all get together as a house, things like just work amazingly. Like, each one has a function to do in the house and they do it so very well.
That's beautiful. I just want to share this with you ke aapki jo journey rahi hai, it's been inspirational.
Thank you so much.
I think today, as far as our story of drag is concerned on this show, it's been a very beautiful chapter. बिकॉज इस चैप्टर के माध्यम से हम लोग ये सब समझ पाए कि एक जर्नी जो शायद सिर्फ 3 साल पहले शुरू हुई ड्रैग में हैज़ बीन सो मॉन्यूमेंटली चेंज ब्रिंगिंग इन वंस लाइफ. इट ब्रॉट यू इंडिपेंडेंस, इट ब्रॉट यू कॉन्फिडेंस, इट ब्रॉट यू अ फैमिली, इट ब्रॉट यू अवेयरनेस, इट ब्रॉट द फैक्ट दैट यू आर गिविंग बैक टू सोसाइटी. एंड ऑल ऑफ दिस हैपन्ड बिकॉज ऑफ दिस समथिंग, दिस ब्यूटिफुल थिंग विच इज़ कॉल्ड ड्रैग. सो वेल Gautam, I really congratulate you and I wish you all the very best for your future.
Thank you so much.
So, lovely people, with that we come to the end of another sparkling episode of In Drag. But worry not, because here's a tiny peek at what's in the next episode with Emperor Naz. Naz.
लोगों को ड्रैग क्वींस के बारे में पता है अगर ड्रैग पता है तो, पर ड्रैग किंग्स के बारे में नहीं पता. व्हेन आई स्टार्टेड विद माय परफॉर्मेंस सम पीपल वर कंफ्यूज्ड लाइक ये कौन है. या दे वर एक्चुअली नॉट नोइंग दैट देयर वाज अ ड्रैग किंग परफॉर्मिंग.
दिस वाज अ टर्टल ऑन अ हैमक फिल्म्स ओरिजिनल पॉडकास्ट होस्टेड बाय सुधी सचदेव. एग्जीक्यूटिव प्रोड्यूस्ड बाय अविनाश कुमार सिंह. प्रोड्यूस्ड बाय गीता सिंह. Directed, mixed and engineered by Jigisha Patil. Art and publicity design by Pooja Ray. Guest recording studio, Studio Ra, Goa. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Turtle on a Hammock Films LLP. All rights reserved.